former mayor Tim Julian in just a little bit. But now, in the studio, the lone dissenting voice from last night, Councilman Frank Fassara. Frank, how are you this morning?
Fine. Thank you for having me. Congratulations on your new show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Last night, you're quite the character around town, Frank. You got a lot of stuff going on. You're a business owner. Is that? Do you
yes.
still? You're a business.
38 years.
38 years. How do you see the city coming along? I mean, 38 years ago it was thriving.
Well, that's one of the perspectives, unique perspectives that I have. Out of all the 10 council members, mm-hmm. I'm the only one that's been in the retail business. Most of the others either have government jobs or other jobs that are not in retail, mm-hmm. like insurance agents. So I come at from this from a very unique perspective that I don't believe the other council members have that experience. And when people talk to me about business and their problems, I can really relate to that.
Yeah. And you're also a host of your own talk show yourself with the Common Sense Radio. Now, where can people check that out?
That's on OUR and six stations, 3 a.m. stations and 3 FM stations, Sunday mornings at 6. And then we're on 4 times during the week on public access in Utica. And twice in Rome and twice in Hartford.
You're a media mogul, it sounds like.
Well, we're going to be going into our 14th year.
Wow. Wow. That's quite a longevity, especially in this market and in this business. So let's get into the meeting last night. The big deal was the SAFER grant for the fire department. I want to hear from your perspective. We had Chief Brooks in earlier this week. From your perspective, what is this grant and what does it entail?
Let me give some background that the public very seldom and rarely hears. And then I think this will explain my reason why we should not have accepted that grant. I'm going to read parts of an email from Pamela Jardot, who is a grant writer for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent this email to Angela Raffaro, the mayor, and others. And I'll read portions of it. Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable, unprofessional, and patently ridiculous. Unfortunately, the city has chosen to continue along its established pattern of late and torturous reimbursement for every one of my submitted invoices over the past year. So it is with regret that I must ask you to please consider this email as official notice that I am immediately suspending my grant writing services until both of my outstanding $10,500 vouchers for completed work are paid in full. And it goes on, but the answer that she received, and she received this answer from Joe Artesa.
And who's Joe Artesa, just to clarify?
Let's see. Joe is the, I'm not sure, it doesn't say on here, but he is he does work in City Hall.
Okay.
And his answer is this, and this is startling. Here is the answer I got, and he's responding to Pamela Jardot. Here is the answer I got from my call to the controller's office. There is not enough money in the expense line to pay your invoice. This is serious. We've gone out and hired 8 new employees. When everyone is, we're swimming against the tide. Everyone else is regrouping, tightening their belts, and talking about conserving,
right?
And with all the uncertainties, we went out and actually hired 8 new employees, which I just couldn't defend. And in addition to that, you have 2 city officials in direct conflict with one another. Mike Sermonaro, our elected controller, says that we're below the fund balance. And then the mayor's budget director, Tony Arcuri, says he hopes that we're going to, you know, be able to get money in to cover that. And this budget was built on ifs and hopes that, in my estimation, is just not a sound way to run a city.
Yeah, and last night at the council meeting, you called this the budget of ifs and hopes. And why? Why ifs and hopes? You brought up a couple good points.
As I just said, I mean, you heard your controller saying we're under our limit. I mean, we're over our limit as far as tapping into the reserve fund, but the mayor's budget director says we're not. That's an uncertainty. Mr. Arcuri says, if we get this money in, it will not be, we will not be under that. But that's something we have to wait for.
Okay. I got to, we talked to the mayor after the meeting last night. I'm just going to play some quick audio for you on that, just to get his perspective on how the meeting went down. This is Mayor David Raffaro, the City of Utica mayor, after last night's Utica Common Council meeting, talking about some budget issues and what went on at the meeting. It was quite a long meeting. And for us morning guys, we were sitting there like, oh, no, get out of here. So this is Utica Mayor David Raffaro's comments last night to me.
Yes, he votes no on just about everything. What happens is that we pay about, say, roughly $500,000 a year for the replacement overtime. So what the grant does is that the grant saves us the $500,000 the first year and the second year. So we realize a savings of between $900 and $1 million the first 2 years. Then the third year, we would have had to pay that overtime anyway, but instead we're paying it out in benefit and salaries. So it's a wash in that third year. So basically for a three-year period, you're saving between $900 and $1 million. That's the great part of it, and that's the great part of the grant. Now, the other part of that is that in the first 2 years, you're not paying replacement overtime to firefighters who are billing their pensions. Mm-hmm. So in the long term, it really decreases pension costs, you know, in the long term. And this is what the government puts out these grants for, is for cost-saving measures for our municipalities, plus it's to alleviate the pensions in the future. So it does a variety of things.
Now, so in the fourth year, could those positions be cut? And is that understood by?
That is understood. That is understood. If we don't have an attrition rate enough, where we don't have enough firefighters to retire that won't retire by that time, then there will be.
Okay, so that was the mayor saying that, talking about the SAFER grant, and he's saying that it's understood with the fire department that after 4 years, or after 3 years, and going into the fourth, because the savings that would incur would pay for them for the third year, so it would be a wash. And then at the fourth year, he said, if they're not needed, they'll be cut. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the mayor does agree with me. It's just a reshuffling of the funds. It's not going to really be of any benefit. The problem is this. Into the third and fourth year, when the grant is over with, it's a very cavalier attitude to say, well, we're just going to fire people.
Mm-hmm.
But they, at the same token, they won't even consider closing down a fire academy on Bleecker Street that loses about over $100,000 a year. And that money, I believe, could be better spent. Since the academy's been opened, it's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. In my district alone, I would like to see that money used for road repairs, at least. And another thing, last night, when the library fund was brought up, I introduced a measure to lessen the cut from $150,000 to $75,000. Again, if we took that money from the academy and other sources, that it's losing. I mean, the taxpayer, we're losing. It's a money loser. If you took that money and put it towards maybe the library and towards roads, these are tangible things that would be of a benefit to the city and not be just throwing money into a draining situation. And they can't believe it. The academy is a nice thing if it works, but it's not self-sustaining, and it's a huge money drain on the taxpayers.
We're talking to you, to Common Councilman Frank Fissera, and of course, we'll be talking to Darby O'Brien just coming up from the Utica Public Library. Has it gotten personal between you and Bill Morehouse?
Because when you have a president of the Common Council making a mistake, that's one thing. But I think you were there last night. He says he doesn't care what the rules are.
He did say that.
So when you say that, I don't know. It doesn't leave much compromise or room for. It's an embarrassment to the city when people see this on television and you're telling people to come here, bring your families and fortunes here, and then you see how your president of your Common Council just says openly, I don't care about the rules, we're going to run it my way. It doesn't instill a lot of confidence.
Some more audio from the mayor last night. Could those positions be cut? And is that understood by? Fast forward through this.
Attrition rate enough where we don't have enough firefighters to retire that won't retire by that time, then there will be layoffs. But you've got 3 years to worry about that. And I think by the average age of the fire department personnel, it looks to me like we'll have those retirements by that time. Now, if they don't.
I'll stop right there. That's kind of something I disagree with the mayor on, is it's kind of a wait and see attitude. And I think that gets us in a lot of trouble in this area is, it's all right now, but let's wait and see in 3 years.
That's the if. If, you know, if it doesn't work, we're going to do this. And that was the biggest problem that I had. There was just too many ifs and too many rosy predictions
right.
that have to all fall into line in order for this budget to work.
All right, just we're going to go right back to the mayor.
They do risk that after 3 years of getting laid off, and they know they go.
How do you get somebody like Frank Pizarro on your side on some of these issues?
It's impossible. I don't know about the procedures they're talking about, because that's common council procedures. But, you know, it's evident that he says black and
okay, well, my audio keeps cutting out here, but,
well, the mayor's saying that he doesn't know those procedures, I really find that difficult to understand. He was a council member for years.
That's true. He was a council member for years.
So to say he doesn't know what the procedures are, again, I think is a...
And he's referencing the... there was a speaker that wanted to speak, and...
Out of turn. Bill Morehouse, once again...
And that's where all the fracas came in, really, towards the end of the meeting. It's, you know, you guys started arguing and kind of shouting at each other.
It was point of order. I just raised the point of order. He tried to bully other council members, and there were other council members.
All the council members spoke up the same thing.
Even Judge Garamone, even our judge, our attorney, came in and basically tried to shut down Bill Morehouse's and tried to keep him from breaking the rules. And also let him know that the point of order was on the floor. But Bill Morehouse just runs on his...
He just kept on going.
And that's really, a lot of people really feel very embarrassed by these antics.
Yeah, well, I can see that. So let's just finish up with the mayor real quick.
White. When he says white, everyone else says black. You cannot vote no on everything. That's an obstructionist. That's really not good government. It's not good for the people. It's not good for the taxpayers. Every once in a while, he'll come out with a good point, but it's negated by just the negativism, and it's sad. It's just sad, but I don't want to get into the banter of that. That's his way, and the voters will take care of that.
Now, a direct quote last night from the council meeting was, "Frank, you're just an obstructionist," and then you fired back at Common Council President Bill Morehouse, saying he was just a rubber stamp. How do you guys get along on this? How do you get anything? How can you get anything done where there's such bickering going on between the members?
Well, if you're at these meetings and you notice it, it's usually I'm not the one that throws out these barbs. Bill Morehouse is the one.
In your defense, I have noticed that, and it seems like
they're the ones with the chip on their shoulder, not me. I mean, even everything that Bill has done, I can still try to work with him and hope they'll come around. I don't hold any animosity towards them, but obviously they do. And I think that clouds their judgment, because they can't take their personal issues and remove them from their professional duties mm-hmm. during council meetings.
Just watching the reaction of some of the council members and some of the department heads that were there, it seemed like every time you wanted to make a point or you wanted to say something, you know, they throw their hands up and they automatically roll their eyes and they just kind of tune out and they're just thinking, well, it's just Frank. He's just spouting off at the mouth.
Well, and this is not lost on the public. The public sees this. And again, this really hurts the supposedly Renaissance image that the mayor wants to have. It's a word, but we haven't fulfilled that. Now, I just want to read something here.
Sure.
The late Joseph Carucci, one of the Hotel Utica co-owners, said, and this is what I really believe, because it's our miscalculations that hurt us. And he said, concerning the Hotel Utica issue, he believes that the feasibility studies were accurate. And his quote was, back then, if those projections, and he's talking about the projections of Hotel Utica, if those projections were accurate, we wouldn't be dealing with the situation we have right now. He went ahead and, with his partner, put the Hotel Utica back online.
Right.
They were told that the projections said that they would be able to be self-sustaining. Those projections were wrong. Last year, the council took $200,000. I voted no on that again. And if that's been an obstructionist, we took $200,000 out of the SALT fund. We had to put it back this year. Another miscalculation. There are dozens of them. You read this, Pam Jardot's letter, email to the city, can't even pay her $10,000 because we've drained the water fund, we've drained the fund balance. There's nothing left. This is not a sound way to run business. You can't put a rosy face on this. And for my first ward constituents, I cannot go along with the crowd on this.
And you voted, you were the lone nay vote, which I love. I love the nay and yays when they call yay, nay. You were the one that, that 8-1, you were that one. What would you like to see changed in the budget?
Changed in the budget?
What would you like to see differently?
It wasn't voted that way. I mean, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the safer grant. Okay, there was a lot going on for me last night. I haven't been to a lot of council meetings lately, Frank.
Okay.
So you're totally against the safer grant
because they never talk about what happens in the third year.
Yeah, well, you know, and Chief Brooks had a lot of assurances and a lot of promises and said that we need to get these guys in the academy now because as soon as they graduate, then we'll see the savings.
And Joe Carucci got those same assurances to go ahead with the Hotel Utica project. They were wrong. And one of the things that really is a problem is that Chief Brooks last Friday went ahead without council approval. And I think you were there last night when he admitted what
yeah.
that was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he was very apologetic. It seemed that he usurped. If you say, I think that was somebody's exact wording that they usurped the power
of
the Common Council.
He violated the law.
Right.
What he did. And even after the news conference was canceled, he still went and let them go in and started training them from last Friday without council approval. That's illegal. Now, if any one of those eight people got hurt, what would the liability have been for the city?
No,
putting the city in this type of jeopardy when we have no money even to pave roads and do positive things with it, I think is totally irresponsible.
Well, I'm with you on paving roads. Have you gone up and down Genesee Street lately? It's our five-star street.
Yeah.
Five-star for potholes, maybe. And,
so
it's the priorities,
I think, are pretty, pretty much mixed up.
Right. So what's this? What's it look like for the city of Utica taxpayers out there with this budget?
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty and the if budget, right?
And hopes.
And hopes. If and hopes. Well, Frank, I really appreciate you coming in.